Welcome to Apologetic Minds podcast series titled The Truth Disrupts. In this podcast, I will be discussing the question, why should we believe anything at all? To believe means to feel sure of the truth of something. And the things that we accept as true will be the very blocks that we use to create the worldview that we have. And what I mean by worldview, I just mean the way that we see life. So, simply put, what we accept will determine how we view life. One of my favorite apologists of all time, Dr. William Lane Craig, in his book, Reasonable Faith, introduces the idea which he calls the absurdity of life without God. Quick definition of absurd. Absurd means something that is wildly unreasonable. It's illogical. Many consider it to be ridiculous, idiotic, even foolish. And so William Lane Craig states that if God doesn't exist, if an all-powerful, perfectly good God does not exist, then life is absurd. It's unreasonable. It's illogical. Now, why would he go about saying that? He shares that it's because life itself would have no meaning, no value, and no purpose if there is no God. Allow me to provide definitions for what I mean of value, meaning, and purpose. When I speak of value, I'm talking about the importance of something, its significance. When I talk about meaning, I'm talking about the worth of the existence of something. And purpose, what I mean is reasons for which it was created, or it could possibly be a single reason. Now, if we look at these three things in an atheistic worldview, we're going to see that it doesn't make sense for an atheist to claim that there is value, meaning, and purpose in life. An example would be from a very well-known atheist biologist, Richard Dawkins, who claims that we are nothing but a bunch of cells put together by chance and natural forces. He claims that there was no intelligent mind behind the creation of living things. And if that's true, then there really is no value in life itself, since we were all just created by chance and by natural forces. If atheism is true, there would be no meaning in life, because just as Dawkins shares, according to evolutionary ideas, our only meaning in life is to propagate DNA or to pass on DNA in order to keep the survival of a species. And if that's the only meaning, then we have no real reason to believe in things called love, in things called companionship, in things called unity, since our only real meaning in life is to make sure that our DNA is passed on to our offspring. And last, there would be no purpose if atheism were to be true, because based on science, it is said that the universe is leading to what I call complete death. I'm not going to get into details about it, but based on the observations and the work of many physicists, it's believed that the universe, its inevitable fate is that all life in the universe would cease to exist. And when I'm talking about life, I'm talking about life on planet Earth. Some claim that there is life on other planets, but I'm not getting into that for this podcast. However, if that is true, where all life will cease to exist in the universe, then that means that we were created by chance, by natural forces, for no real reason. So if atheism is true, there is no value, there is no meaning, and there is no purpose in life. If atheism is true, then there is no such thing as right or wrong. There is no such thing as good or bad, which means that humans can live whichever way they desire. It means they can steal, they can rob, they can do whatever evil, and it still can't be considered evil if God doesn't exist. One thing we can see with morality is that we base what is bad on our experiences of what we know is good. And in order for us to understand good, good has to exist outside of what we believe it or want it to be. God's goodness is objective. God's goodness is absolute. And that is why we can determine what is evil, because we compare it to God's absolute goodness. And so this is why atheists cannot remain consistent when they speak of having rights, but at the same time saying that God doesn't exist, because so many questions arise. What are these rights based on? Where do they come from? How do we have these rights? I don't want to jump off topic, but I feel like mentioning the Declaration of Independence proves my point further. This very well-known document written in 1776 has a very important portion. Now, I don't want to give a history lesson, but I still feel like this is a very important point that will allow us to further understand how we are given rights, how we have value, meaning, and purpose, and how it has to only be made sense when we realize that God does exist. And so in the Declaration of Independence, it states that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The authors of the Declaration of Independence used very clear and important words, self-evident, which means something is obvious, it's plain to see, it's a universal truth. What is it, what's self-evident that they're claiming is obvious in this document? Well, they said we hold these truths. What truths are they talking about that is universal? That all men are created equal. They're giving some type of meaning. They're giving value to humankind. They use the term unalienable rights, that we have been endowed by the Creator, that we have been given by God certain rights that cannot be taken away, nor can they be denied. And they give a list of what some of these rights are. Among these are life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. As human beings, we all believe that we have these rights. More importantly, that we have values that should be respected. To give an example, if someone were to steal from you, you would consider that wrong. You would consider that a violation to your right to possess something. And at the same time, it's as if they are diminishing your worth or value as a human being. See, but if you claim that God doesn't exist, you cannot claim to have rights. You cannot claim to have values that others should respect. Because if atheism is true, then we're just a bunch of molecules looking to pass on our DNA. And if that means I have to steal, if that means I have to rob, if that means I have to do evil to pass on my DNA, then that means I'm doing exactly what the natural world has created me to do. Simply put, if you agree that your very existence, that your being here on earth as a human being has value, has meaning, has purpose, and that all these should be respected, and that your value deserves rights, then that is enough to see why we should believe in truth. And if we can see through meaning, through value, through purpose, that objective truth must exist, then it makes it easier for us to make the claim and to accept it that God does exist. So why should we believe anything at all? Because all the truths that we accept will determine how we view life. And if we don't accept truth as plainly as it can be before our eyes, we're going to create a worldview that is false, and it is nothing more than an illusion that we choose to live in. With God's existence, we have value, we have meaning, we have purpose. If God exists, we have value because we have been created by an all-powerful, all-good God who gave us meaning, because he thought we were worth being created with the opportunity to know him for who he is, with a purpose, because we were created for something more than what this world can offer. I want to thank you for listening to this podcast, and I encourage you to continue tuning in as we continue talking about very important topics of truth that disrupt a false worldview and sheds light on the truth that Christianity claims to have. Also, I want to give a very special shout out to Joel Christian from India for having won the November Apologetic Minds giveaway. He won an apologetic study Bible, and I hope that that's going to help him along his journey of apologetics. Please don't forget to subscribe to www.apologeticminds.com to continue receiving free updates on podcasts, articles, videos, and more free giveaways. Show some support by following us on Instagram. If you find a great quote, picture, or any good materials about truth, post it up with the hashtag #TheTruthDisrupts. Thanks for listening, and continue to know the truth, defend the truth, and spread the truth.